Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is real. I love how you said that, though. This is real. This is real.
Are we going?
Yeah.
You know who I was thinking a lot about on Sunday, who probably had the best Sunday out of anybody? Woj.
Oh, yeah.
Woj was like, I made the right choice. Yeah. I don't do that. Like, St. Bonaventure won on Saturday.
Oh, they did.
So he's having a nice day. I guess it was some big alumni return home, right. Something like that for some good team of the past. So the Bonnies won on Saturday. Maybe he went out and had a nice dinner with the coaching staff afterwards. Went home, in bed by 10. Good, comfortable night's sleep. I'm sure he's got a nice bed. He woke up when he wanted to. On Sunday morning, only to see that the world was in chaos. Like, I bet Woj loved it more than anybody did on Sunday, because he didn't have to do any fucking work. Here you go, Shams. You wanted the crown. Here it is. So Shams had to send 5 tweets out promising people that he wasn't lying.
About that.
Me too.
I did.
Because I woke up Sunday with text messages from people that were like, whoa, no way. And I was like, you guys fall for anything. You fucking, you know, like buddies. I was like,
yeah,
you guys.
Right.
Look, it says Schlams or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, that's really Shams. And so I got on Twitter and I was like, oh, wow, geez, okay.
He did.
I guess Luka is a Laker. That is unexpected.
I saw it on Facebook, which is not a reliable source.
Huh.
It was just a graphic. Facebook sucks, by the way. The feed is a fucking debacle. Mm-hmm. But it was like a SportsCenter image or graphic. And I'm like, you see so much fake bullshit on Facebook. I was like, all right. And I'm like, I think that's the real SportsCenter. Hold on now. Like, what? This was Saturday, Sunday morning.
Right.
I was asleep early. And so I spent the whole drive to Red Top, like, just on Twitter trying to figure shit out. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I got up pretty early on Sunday because Jack was up pretty early on Sunday. So I was like on, you know, just kind of looking at it, seeing people reacting. And it was very funny to see like all the different kind of media people that I follow. Like, here's a reaction from this guy at 6:20. Here's a reaction from this guy at 6:28, you know.
So like, I scrolled.
The first thing everybody did was tweet about it as soon as they
I scrolled up. All the way back. And like, it was funny to me to find the reaction of like the initial, is this real, is this not real, to mm-hmm. people realizing it was real, and then the reaction.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, all right.
Okay. I also wish
it's real. Why? What?
Yeah,
what
that's
happened?
The first thing I said. And then, like, not getting out, like, the news not getting out.
Oh, I know.
And all that.
No, that's pretty incredible.
Well, I saw that. That's the most impressive part right
pretty
there
incredible.
Is that none of that got out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, oh. So the Lakers, well, they got their succession plan.
They always did it again.
They always have a fucking superstar.
They did it again.
They always have a fucking superstar.
They've had, like, you know, over the last 50 years, there's been like 5 years where they didn't really have
a young
super, like, even like at the end of Kobe, at least they had Kobe at the end, and kind of, and then there was that gap because they didn't make the playoffs for the last few years of Kobe, and then there was that gap between him retiring and them getting LeBron. That was actually probably the worst run.
There was a decent chunk of years pre-Kobe.
Not really. Like, there was like 5 years between Magic and Kobe, even still they made the playoffs. Like, they had Nick Van Exel and Cedric Ceballos and Vlade Divac. Like, they won playoff series in that run. Like, the post-Kobe, pre-LeBron, they missed the playoffs for 7 straight years. The end of Kobe's career, and then with, like, Lonzo and Julius Randle and Brandon Ingram, who were all good players.
Yeah.
Like, if they would have had, so Lonzo obviously got hurt, but, like, if they would have maybe been patient, but obviously they had to trade those guys for AD once LeBron got there, but, like, yeah, I mean, you know, fucking Lakers, man. They didn't even do anything.
This one, I was just saying,
they didn't even do anything.
So it fell in their damn lap.
Yeah, it fell in their lap. Like,
he said, the funniest of the whole thing is a fucking press conference.
Oh, dude.
And watching Jason Kidd sit there like, I don't know what this motherfucker's talking about.
I mean, I guess we're united because we're sitting here together.
I was like, I guess.
Would have been nice to fucking know. You're about to trade
the
best player on my team.
Here's the unfortunate part, and because there's nothing wrong with AD, but it's just such a tough sell from a positivity standpoint. And, like, Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, coming out, and AD's having a great year. He's a Hall of Famer, whatever. Like, with the defense wins championships comment, and I'm like, all right, man. Yeah. Like, that's how you're selling this?
All right.
That's a tough pill for...
It seemed like it was something happened. Luka fucked his wife or something.
Had to be something.
The GM's wife.
Like, I can't wait for... Because they have to. Like,
honestly, this that is might the be biggest... a bullet I'd have to bear if I was the GM. Be like, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
fuck, I don't know.
Kind of still have to keep
him. We do want to win championships.
Yeah, like, someone still have to keep him.
How many times did he fuck her, you know?
Yeah.
To plant stories.
Well, I mean, you think about what he said. Culture, some fit it, some bring to it.
Yeah, that's vague. They're going to have to give us details about Luka getting blacked out drunk and trying to fight people.
2 years from now looks dumb as shit if he gets in shape, or like if that's going to be the slander. Like,
right.
If they're like, yeah, he just would not. I'm like, all right, well, in 2 years, though, if he drops to like 220 and is fucking cooking people, that's going to be look stupid.
Which, let me just predict, because it's the fucking Lakers.
And
that's
LeBron.
What he's going to do.
Yeah. Right.
Like, Luka's going to, whatever issues may have had, he had.
He's going to win a championship.
He's going to fucking start working out more. He's gonna win. Like, everybody that goes to the Lakers wins. Even LeBron won one in the bubble.
They won a championship.
He won a championship. Kobe and Shaq won a bunch of them. Magic won a bunch of them. Kareem won them.
Yeah.
Chamberlain. Like, they win. That's what they do. All they're going to do is win, man. Like, Luka's going to... Okay, Luka needs to mix in a salad. Maybe don't drink so many fucking IPAs the night before the game. He's 25. He'll probably figure the diet stuff out.
Fat Luka's cooking the whole goddamn league, though.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Fat Luka's averaging 35
Y'all
points a game.
Y'all should be terrified this motherfucker might get serious.
I know. Don't let him get in there with LeBron's fucking nutritionist and start doing some sit-ups. He's going to be a monster.
You know they got, like, avocado toast in California?
Oh,
in
that
LA?
Kind of, I mean, their spread is like... Yeah.
Low-fat coffee and shit?
Dude. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm fucking
believe. He's going to switch to light beer.
Yep.
Start sleeping 8 hours a night.
Yep.
LeBron's going to get him in one of those fucking hyperbaric chambers that he sleeps in. Whatever other fucking
TB12
baby pussy LeBron's eating.
Both of them just built new houses.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they can just stay in LA and offices like everybody else. It's say, just built a $32 million mansion.
So
in
does this kill?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
$32 million in Bel Air?
Goodness gracious. Oh.
So we always have to make it about Trey and Luka. Does Luka being with LA kill the fact that Trey has a house there?
I know that's the funniest thing. Is the Trey rumors to the Lakers went on for a
long time.
And, and it turns out Luka's the one that got traded there. Yeah. Well, what if Trey and Luka team up? Then who wins the trade?
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No. Cam Reddish. Where's
all
he
of
at?
Us? Except
is Cam Reddish still a Laker?
Is he still in the league?
Are Luka and Cam Reddish teammates?
I don't know.
He's not in the league. He can't be in the league.
Pretty sure he's a Laker.
He was a Laker.
I'm like 95% sure he's on the Lakers this year.
Oh, I'm thinking of AJ Griffin stepped out the league.
Oh yeah, no, AJ Griffin, he's got personal stuff going on. But I think, let me check before we end the podcast if the internet will cooperate. I'm pretty sure Cam Reddish has played for the Lakers this year and is on. Yeah, he's played 31 games
so, this year.
Yeah,
so he's still on the league.
Luka and Cam are teammates. Wow. Look at that. Who won the trade now?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.